You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your life becomes a masterpiece when you learn to master peace. Vex King. Hello, 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 friends, enemies, lovers, everyone in between. I hope you're having a good day and the day you deserve. Welcome to another episode of the This Is Stuart podcast, a podcast dedicated to exploring mental health awareness, interpersonal development, fitness, becoming the best version of yourself through mindfulness and meditation. I'm your host. Hi. Hey, this is Stuart. And today we're diving into the influence of fitness culture and the gym on cultivating a driven mindset. And this comes from, well, personal experience more than anything else. That's all I can ever really talk about, isn't it? But I recently had an interaction with someone in the gym, and they were like, "You're here every day, just like me." Wow, we are so addicted to being here, aren't we? And we were having a bit of banter and talk, and it kept mulling over in my head, why are we so addicted to the gym? And it wasn't so much about being addicted to the gym as it was about being addicted to the sense of personal fulfillment. I mean, have you ever wondered why people often say they're addicted to the gym? It's not just about lifting weights and running on the treadmill, gaining weight, growing muscle, losing extra pounds to fit into a pair of pants, going to achieve a personal health goal, or become better at a certain sport. It's about feeling the accomplishment and self-improvement and validation from within. From personal experience, I didn't go to the gym for sport. I don't like sport, to be honest, much at all, if ever. I remember when I was younger, my father and mother wanted me so badly to play hurling or Gaelic football. And I remember my father used to bring me to the community matches of hurling. And there was one day where I literally plonked my arse on the ground right beside the stand, the seat I was sitting on, put my head on the seat and said, "Dad, wake me up when it's over." And like, I was at least 9 to 11 years old doing this. He never brought me to another game. But I am a massive advocate for physical fitness. You see, the gym isn't just a place, especially for me, I can say, to work out. It's a sanctuary for finding fulfillment, whether it's setting new personal records, sculpting your body, or simply releasing those endorphins. It's all about a sense of achievement and the rush of dopamine and serotonin that keeps many of us going back there. And a lot of people like me probably started off in the gym to work on their health, but more so because they were in a very dark place. And to work on yourself rigorously, discipline, the sense of fulfillment, the release of serotonin and dopamine, the endorphins, that is what we were addicted to. Feeling happy. Feeling good about ourselves. In today's age of social media, you know, we're bombarded with images of idolized body types and unattainable standards, and it's easy to fall into a trap comparing ourselves to others who carefully curate what they put out online. But let's delve deeper into the phenomenon of being addicted to going to the gym, being a gym bra, being a gym bunny. To understand this better, I want to look at probably three of the biggest influences in my life in terms of cultivating a lifestyle that became an addiction, but was more so a way of being a pivotal role in the success of their overall lives. Arnold Schwarzenegger, C.T. Fletcher, and Mr. David Goggins. Schwarzenegger was an interesting, he's known as the Austrian Oak, a living legend in the world of fitness and bodybuilding, but he only became a global icon after facing his own battles with addiction. In his early years, he was driven by an insatiable desire to succeed and be accepted. He transitioned from a young Austrian bodybuilder to a Hollywood superstar and eventually served as governor of California. And his journey showcases the discipline and structure and goal setting inherent in fitness, but provided him the tools to conquer his addiction and also provided him the tools in order to navigate such different aspects and areas of one person's life. When have you ever heard of an international world-winning bodybuilder becoming the highest paid action star in history, only then to go into government? C.T. Fletcher, again, what a phenomenal man, his incredible feats of strength and resilience. His life wasn't all about weights and muscle. He faced severe health issues growing up and addiction. Like, C.T.'s transformative journey from a heart transplant recipient to a powerlifting legend is a testament to the transformative power of fitness. He found solace and purpose and a renewed sense of life through rigorous physical exercise, demonstrating that the gym can be a sanctuary for healing and self-discovery. And who is going to carry the boats? Let's discuss David Goggins, and we'll discuss Mr. Goggins in detail, because I don't think on a good aspect or a bad one, I've resonated so much with this man's story. More so, the quote he always stems is, "King of excuses." David Goggins was a former Navy SEAL and ultra-endurance athlete, and his story is one of the most inspiring examples of mental fortitude because it's rooted in addiction. He battled obesity and depression. However, through an unwavering commitment to pushing his physical limits, he found a way to overcome his inner demons. Goggins ran ultra marathons, completed feats of endurance, and these seemed impossible, proving that the gym and physical challenges can be tools to cultivate an unbreakable mindset. These individuals, CT, David, Arnold, demonstrate that the gym isn't merely a place for physical exertion, it's a space for personal transformation. Development for an unshakable mindset. They turned their addictions into passions and used fitness as a vehicle of self-improvement, proving that the pursuit of physical excellence can be a path for emotional and mental well-being. Mr. Goggins was a truly remarkable figure. He harnessed the power of fitness to transform his life, which honestly had gone to absolute codswallop shit. He faced adversity. He became a Navy SEAL, then an ultra-endurance athlete, then an author. He is now a motivational speaker who is constantly flying around the world giving talks and speeches and lectures. His life didn't start off in any way, shape or form near fitness. In his early years, he battled severe health problems and obesity, and he lost nearly 300 pounds and was plagued with various health issues. This, I think, hits me more so for when I had a severe bout of my eating disorder whilst my father was trying to lose weight because he had severe health issues due to his addiction to food and his severe obesity. In his own words, the king of excuses. And I often put shame on myself, which I know I shouldn't, that the biggest thing that I have to being close to my father was the fact that we were both addicted to food. It's not something we are at all proud of, but we are both very happy we came out the other side much stronger. Alongside his physical struggles, David Goggins faced anger issues and struggled with mental health. This stemmed from emotional abuse as a child, a very traumatic childhood, facing massive, massive bouts of racism and violence. His experiences left deep emotional scars, something we all will get at some point in time. But it is very hard to confront these scars, to try and move past them and heal that inner child. But this contributed to his anger issues as he grew up and his mental breakdowns. He says his turning point was when he stumbled on an infomercial, one of these old commercials. I think it was like he used to work night shifts doing pest control, and it was probably like a 3 a.m. advert that was on repeat constantly because, you know, the networks had stopped airing their shows and it was just ad after ad after ad. But he saw this commercial for the Navy SEALs and their training. And with relentless pursuit for excellence and mental toughness required for such a role, David decided to make a radical change. How many times have you said at 3 a.m., you know what, tomorrow's going to be a different day. I'm not going to be doom scrolling on my phone. I'm not going to stay awake so long. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to eat healthy. We will all start tomorrow. David did. Goggins embarked on this journey to become a Navy SEAL, one of the most grueling and mentally demanding training programs in the world. His sheer determination allowed him not only to lose a significant amount of weight, but to develop a mental fortitude necessary to overcome extreme physical exercises. And then he just happened, you know, like to just casually want to go on to do ultra endurance and break so many different records. He transitioned to the world of ultra endurance sports, running ultra marathons and setting new world records. His most famous achievement is completing a Badwater ultra marathon. That is 135 miles, guys, in Death Valley. Scorching temperatures. He endured immense physical pain. He often holds him like as pride of place, I'd say, on his mantelpiece if his wife would allow it. But his feet were destroyed from these. He cultivated an unbreakable mindset. His remarkable transformation all came from the mind. He did not start out like this at all. He started at the complete opposite end of the spectrum. He got up, he took the first step, and every time something knocked him back down, he still got back up. He crawled, he walked, he ran. He confronted his past, he overcame his mental struggles and rebuilt relationships with his family, and now he's a major international motivational speaker and author. Today, not only is he an accomplished athlete, but he has sought to inspire others to overcome their own obstacles and cultivate their mindsets. His journey is a testament to the incredible power of fitness as a tool for personal growth and mental resilience. Often whenever I bash people saying, you know, like, get up, get active, it comes down to the fact that it's not a case of look at yourself in the mirror and think that you need to gain more muscle or lose weight. It's a case of knowing how strong your mind is to persist. And in this digital age, fitness culture has taken on a new dimension. It's essential to consider how much it impacts both the masculine and the feminine aspects of the human dynamic. Online platforms can manipulate our perceptions of what it means to be a man, to be a woman, to be healthy, to be fit, presenting. It does give challenges and opportunities. So like masculine influences, online fitness culture has sometimes emphasized traditional masculine ideals of strength, muscle size, dominance. These images would and narratives can create unrealistic standards for men, pursuing them to conform to often unattainable male physiques. But here is what is so fascinating to me. When Arnold Schwarzenegger first started off, you know, being interested in bodybuilding, trying to develop a bodybuilder's aesthetic, which back then was seen as repulsive and repugnant, he used to line his walls with like all the different bodybuilding poses, which we now see in many, many gyms, in probably a lot of fitness enthusiasts' rooms, on phones. And his mother walked into his room. I love hearing this story in his autobiography, Total Recall. His mother walked into his room and had a heart attack, and then went to the pastor, the priest, and was like, "I think my son is gay because he has all these men all over his walls." It's interesting, you know, the shift in dynamic of what it means to look like a man. The constant exposure to images of hyper-masculine figures can lead to body dissatisfaction. And I'll hold my hand up to that. I do remember so many years of hating my body because I didn't look like Christian Guzman or Ben Francis or Lex Fitness. I always wished I looked completely different because I felt I didn't look manly enough. And for the female influences, on the other hand, fitness culture often portrays feminine ideals of slimness and toning and an emphasis on appearance, which can contribute to body issues and dysmorphia as well. Low self-esteem for challenges for women, pushing them to engage in restrictive diets and over-exercising to achieve these standards. The pressure to be fit and to fit into these molds can create such an unhealthy relationship with food and exercise, leading to disorders like anorexia and bulimia. It's crucial to recognize that the standards are often manipulated and curated in the online world, and real health encompasses not just the aesthetic. But there is positives. I know I've literally just like badgered down with all the really negative, dark and gritty stuff, but there is positives to be driven for the competitiveness fitness culture, because online fitness can be fraught with unrealistic ideals, but it's essential to acknowledge the positive aspects of cultivating a driven competitive culture through fitness. Motivation and accountability, a healthy competition is good for us. You know, motivate individuals, strive for your personal best. Whether it's in the gym or practicing in fitness challenges, competition fosters accountability and encourages people to push past their limits. Community and support. Many fitness communities often provide valuable support networks. Goals and setting achievements. Set a fitness goal for yourself. Whether it's related to strength, endurance, or overall health, it is a powerful way to build discipline and perseverance. And take it one step further. Be held accountable. Vex King, Stephen Bartlett, Mel Robbins, Brianna Weiss, they will all say, make a public declaration. Be held accountable because other people will be watching you. Achieving these goals can boost self-esteem and mental resilience. Embrace diversity. Because online fitness world is gradually becoming more inclusive and celebrating a variety of body types and fitness levels, because you don't have to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Nikki Blackadder to basically be seen as fit. This shift helps break the mental...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
Harmful stereotypes of and encourages an individual to embrace their own uniqueness and their own body type. I am a square. I will never be a Dorito, by which I mean I will never have a massively wide lats to make that Dorito shape. Sorry, I just had to add that in there. But like, in conclusion, while online fitness culture can manipulate our perceptions of health and beauty, it also offers amazing, amazing opportunities for personal growth and motivation. Cultivating a driven mindset through personal fitness is a transformative journey. That it is. Like I've exemplified with individuals like David Goggins, Brianna Veist, who've drawn upon their own life experiences, teaching, and literary their works to demonstrate the profound benefits of their approach. So like David Goggins would often say, the uncommon mindset, you know, be freaking delusional, be freaking delulu. He embodied an uncommon mindset forged through physical fitness. Embracing the uncomfortable, he emphasizes true growth that happens when you step out of your comfort zone. And this is a big thing, because as you step out of your comfort zone and you develop yourself and you become this new person, you're more driven, more self-aware, you will hold yourself to a higher standard. You're changing the reality you are in and the reality other people are in, because you're changing from the person you were in their eyes to the new person. And they are either going to accept this development or reject it, because you are changing the narrative in not only your own story, but those around you. But you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because as you grow, growth is uncomfortable. Growth is about being uncomfortable. You need to push yourself and encourage other individuals to face adversity head on in the gym or in life. It's a mental toughness. I mean, ultra endurance events, Navy SEAL training. Goggins honed his mental toughness, and he demonstrates that pushing your physical limits can be a catalyst of building resilience, which can be applied to overcome all of life's challenges. But setting ambitious fitness goals is a cornerstone. You know, practice, initial discipline, determination, and focus. Achieving these goals becomes a testament and one of inner strength, self-mastery. Goggins' story in his book, like, Can't Hurt Me, wow, it illustrates how fitness can be a path of self-mastery. By conquering physical obstacles, he gained control over his own mind and life. Brianna Veist, her mindfulness and balance. The author, known for her insightful writing on personal development and mindfulness, compliments Goggins in the approach that her focus on balance and self-compassion. She encourages individuals to approach fitness with mindfulness, emphasizing the importance of listening to your body, setting realistic goals, and not overextending yourself. The power of fitness means to connect with your body and your emotions. It's all about balance and self-care. In her 101 essays that will change the way you think, she advocates the balance in life, and she emphasizes that while striving for greatness is admirable, it's crucial to balance ambition with self-care and self-compassion. Embracing imperfections, she writes and promotes self-acceptance and recognition that perfection is not the goal. You have to encourage yourself to celebrate your progress and your imperfections along the way in a fitness journey, in any journey in life. Think of radical practitioners and a fusion of these two mindsets. So between Brianna and David, the fusion would be physical and mental. So combining mental toughness with resilience of Goggins, and the mindfulness and compassion of Veist, you know, individuals can develop a holistic approach to personal growth through fitness. You need to listen to your body, you know, pay attention to the physical and emotional well-being, and achieving a sustainable success. You cannot drop 300 pounds and then say, that's it, I'm done for the rest of my life. Radical practitioners, you need to understand that success in fitness and life does not have a stop, and it's not about extremes. It's about being consistent and keeping up the momentum and sustainable progress, because you have about 75 to 80 years to live. This approach promotes long-term well-being. Let me say that again. Long-term well-being. It's about embracing the discomfort, setting meaningful goals, and finding balance and self-compassion along the way. I'm getting very motivated and emotional talking about this. Like, if I could reach through your headpiece right now and just like give you a hug and then a shake and then a smack and be like, come on, you can do it. You can do it. Who is going to carry the boats? Who is going to carry the boats? Cultivating a driven mindset through personal fitness holistically. agnostic. Hold my hand up. I am. But I would like to talk about the spirituality of it all. Personal. Let's further explore like the cultivation of a driven mindset through personal fitness to dive into the holistic approach advocated by Brianna and by David, drawing inspiration from Vex King and Wim Hof. Vex King, Mindset and Positivity. Again, I have his book right here on my dashboard, Closer to Love. Cultivating a positive mindset, King encourages individuals to adopt a positive mindset in their fitness journey. And you need to have this positivity to help combat self-doubt because it will be there. And that is fuel to the fire as well. You need to be able to motivate yourself when needed to drive forward, especially when you think that you are caged in, you are boxed in, there is a wall in front of you with no door. You need to be able to push through the challenges. You need to be able to resolve around the idea that self-love and self-belief is essential to success. If you do not believe in yourself, you cannot expect anyone else to believe for you. The thing is, you are living your life. No one else is going to live it for you. People will tell you how you should live your life, but you need to either accept that and go with them and let them basically point every which way direction you need to go, or you can try to live your own. You need to be filled with gratitude for everyday existence. Gratitude and mindfulness practice suggests that these techniques can enhance one's experience in the gym and foster a deeper connection with a physical and mental well-being. Wim Hof, I've recently, for my birthday, I tried to buy a ice bath and have it installed, and then I saw the price of it and I was like, no, my place does not have a tap outside. I'd be bringing buckets of water in. So we will go for another option, and it's finally going to be here, and I cannot wait to share all the, I cannot wait to share all the videos that I will be plaguing people with of me in my ice bath in the winter with like probably a little beanie on. But Hof's methodology through mental resilience and breath work incorporates a breakdown that means to build mental resilience. Controlling one's breath, an individual can learn to manage discomfort, anxiety, and stress. Let me repeat that. Learning to breathe, you can learn to conquer your anxiety. It's a valuable skill. Hof's teachings emphasize a profound connection between the mind and the body. A connection is especially relevant in fitness, which allows individuals to tap into their physical potential by mastering their mental state. Have you ever heard of hitting the wall when you're a runner? It's where you physically think you cannot go anymore, but it's all mental. There is a multidimensional mindset, if you were to think of holistic plus physical, because incorporating the teaching of like Wim Hof and Vex King and David Goggins and Brianna, you know, you have a four dimension right there. Positivity and self-belief, mind, body, resilience, gratitude and balance. It's all about connecting the physical activity with the mental health. I'd like to finish off with this to complete the exploration of profound connection between physical activity and mental health. Mel Robbins, in her book, Stop Saying You're Fine, would often talk about the power of just taking action. She introduces several principles that align with cultivation of a driven mindset through physical activity. Breaking the status quo often... She argues that we often get stuck in routines and patterns and these don't serve us, and it's complacency. And when you can acknowledge and you are aware of the complacency, you have the choice to make then, like, are you going to live in this sedentary lifestyle or are you going to try and break free from it? And usually taking action is one of the more difficult options because it's going to put you in a state of discomfort. You need to disrupt the status quo and spark a positive change. Her 5-second rule. How many times have I talked about this freaking rule? The power boost mood and energy levels. It is a powerful tool for managing stress, anxiety and depression. And okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Straight after this, I am going to do the last clip for a piece of content that I want to put out that will probably not come out for at least a couple of weeks, because I want to make as good a product as I can. But essentially, I want to throw myself into the lake yet again, fully clothed. For one, like maybe 5 second stitch. But again, there is people everywhere on this lake. And the anxiety is there, the stress of having people judge me, the fact that my clothes are going to get destroyed. I'm going to get destroyed. I have like less than an hour because I also have to get to dance. We'll do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The reason why we came to the lake is to get this shot. We need to get this shot. Action as a catalyst for change. Take action. Reinforce the idea of action. Include engaging physical activity. This is the catalyst. Get up. Get active. So if that means, you know, you need to go to the gym, you need to be in that space, you need the action of driving to the gym, then you're there and you can't waste the time, because like, what's the point of driving to the gym and then just driving away? Or going for a run itself, exercise to break the mental barriers and build that discipline. The immediate impact of the 5 second rule can be applied to fitness, and I often do it, you know. Jesus, yeah. Even today in the gym, I know there was at least 5 times when I was looking at like the machine I was using. I was just like, I don't want to. I know I have one more set. I know I have 3 more sets. I just don't want to. You know, this is good enough. 5, 4, 3, 2, push. There is mental health benefits like regular exercise, as supported by scientific research, and I don't even think I should need to mention this, the positive impacts that physical health has, the promotion of mental well-being. It can reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression, improve your sleep quality because you would be drained, and enhance an overall cognitive function. In essence, it's a crucial role for taking action in our lives, and physical activity is a prime example of how to do this. Prioritize fitness and make it consistent part of your routine isn't just for your physical health, but nurturing your mental and emotional well-being. By stopping the cycle of saying I'm fine and taking a proactive steps to engage in physical activity, you can cultivate the driven mindset. Embrace discomfort and forge an indomitable mindset. Like in the spirit of radical practitioners like David Goggins, we've journeyed through the depths of fitness culture and the manipulation of online ideals versus what an actual power of a driven mindset is, and the transformative potential of physical activity on mental health. David would tell you, like, life is a crucible of challenges, and it's not about running from discomfort, but embracing it head on. It's like a weight we lift in the gym. Adversity is a force that can either break us or shape us. The gym isn't just a place to sculpt your body, it's a battlefield for the mind. It's where we confront our weaknesses, push our limits, and discover that we are far more capable than we would ever imagine. In the face of manipulated ideals and societal pressures, you know, I urge you to define your own path, be unapologetically you, and let your journey be a testament to the resilience and your authenticity. As we conclude today's journey into the world of fitness, I want to take a moment to express my gratitude to you, dear friend, listener, every one of you, for tuning in, your dedication to seeking the best for you, the best version of yourself, and actively working on cultivating a stronger mindset is an inspiration. Remember, the path of becoming the best version of yourself is a continuous one, filled with challenges and triumphs. In this journey, let's not forget the power of gratitude, being grateful for opportunities and challenges and lessons life has to offer us, a vital part of building resilience and a driven mindset. So thank you for joining me here today, for your commitment to personal growth, and for choosing to embrace discomfort and challenge yourself. Your journey is unique, and together we'll continue to explore the many facets of mental and physical well-being. Whether our paths intersect or divide, we are all on a journey together. We are all going to stay driven, stay mindful, and stay motivated. And please don't forget the power that lies within you to live your best life. Thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for pushing past your limits. Until next time, keep striving for greatness. Now, we've come to the end of the podcast, so I'm going to ask you for a little favor. Please, if you enjoyed this episode, like, comment, subscribe. Smash that bell icon. Hit that follow button so you will be informed when the next episode goes live. Thank you. Thank you for being here on this journey, mastering your mental health, boosting your physical fitness, and nurturing personal development. We explore these pathways to be better and to live a happier life. Share this with your friends and family so we can continue to build this incredible community of individuals committed to improving our well-being. Remember, it's not just about us, it's about all of us, collectively creating a brighter, more fulfilled world. Together, we can redefine what is meant to thrive. So thank you for being a part of this journey with me. Walk in our individual paths, though they might diverge, they might intertwine. Let's make a positive impact.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.